The first thing you notice when you meet Beatrice Davidson are her hands. She has these long, sinewy fingers. Inside the dining room of her retirement home, her eyes light up as she tells just how those fingers worked on B-17 bombers.
We checked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small parts that were used on the plane. We also checked the large sheets of aluminum that went into making of the wings.
Davidson was one of nearly 3 million women who worked in defense plants during the war, eventually making up more than half of the country's workforce.
Well, we had women from all walks of life. Rich women, poor women, a lot of women working that had never been out of their house.
Davidson grew up in Storm Lake, a small town in northwestern Iowa. Her father sold livestock, and Davidson helped her mother raise her four brothers. When the war began, she was teaching junior high and left Storm Lake only after her youngest brother was drafted to serve in the Pacific. She applied for and got a supervisor job at the Boeing factory in Seattle.
Oh, it was so huge. We had to walk so far to get to our jobs. It was no picnic. Standing all day and walking on cement. It was a tiring, tiring job.
But Davidson and other women enjoyed being part of the war effort.
We were very proud of ourselves for having one little bit of a part in helping such a wonderful machine that could win a war.
She wore protective goggles and shoes, tied her hair up in a kerchief, and worked the day shift inspecting engine parts.
We had big engines that went from the floor through to the ceiling. And oh, the noise was awful. But one day it stopped. It was deadly silent.
Moments later, a voice came over the PA system.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry to announce to you that our president, President Roosevelt, has passed away. And everybody started to cry, even the men. Everybody cried. And then pretty soon the big motors started again. It was the same as usual.
Davidson kept working at the factory until the war ended. She says she doesn't miss what's been nostalgically called the Good War. She knows she and her family were relatively lucky. Her brother came home.
At the port in Seattle. So many of the big ships came in loaded, you know, with boys. That's where my youngest brother came. He was the first one to come down that gangplank. And I was so glad to see him. Oh, I just hugged him and hugged him. That was the end of the war, anyway.
Davidson later got married and took a job as a secretary. To be closer to family, she moved to Madison in 1969. This weekend, many of Davidson's relatives and friends will be in town to celebrate her 105th birthday. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.